This is an ohs.com.au production.
Welcome to episode 76 of the Australian Health and Safety Business Podcast. I'm Brendan Tarazzi, the host of the show, and today I'm joined by Stephen Blackie, who's the Commercial Director of National Media, who are the new owners of the Workplace Health and Safety Show. Did I get that right, Stephen?
You did, in fact. Absolutely spot on, Brendan. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Pleasure to be with you today.
So National Media has been around for 30 years. I mean, you're one of the leading Australian event organisers. Can you tell me a little bit about the business for people that perhaps don't know of National Media? Like, when did you start? And, tell us a little bit about the history of the company.
National Media has been around since 1993, created by our founder, Mark Harvey, who just lives and breathes trade fairs and expos. Over that period of time, the company has been highly, highly successful in the creating and scaling and growing of many different events and expos. The opportunity came up to own the Workplace Health and Safety Show some time ago, and we jumped at the opportunity to own it. We like to play in spaces, Brendan, where we truly can have an impact in an industry or a sector that has, you know, wider benefits, not just, you know, bringing buyers and suppliers together, but something that really does well for society and overall outcomes. So, yeah, delighted to own the Workplace Health and Safety Show and launch our first go at it in May in Melbourne, of course.
Oh, okay. So what's the WHS show? How many events do you have per annum, and where is it at? So it starts in May in Melbourne.
That's right, yeah. The shows have been around since 2018 in their current form and naming. They run twice per year, May in Melbourne and Sydney in October during National Safe Work Month. So the first one, of course, is the 22nd and 23rd of May at the MCE.
Okay. And what can people expect that turn up to the show?
Well, so much new this year with the events. Firstly, lots of new exhibitors at the show. In fact, I think this is the largest show ever with over 150 suppliers. So it's Australia's largest showcase of technology, products and services in areas like AI, wearables, well-being, low and worker technology. But it's not just tech and software, Brendan. There's also lots in the way of personal protection, height safety, risk management, materials handling, really everything that's needed to keep your workforce and your work environment safe. So visitors will come and be able to see many new suppliers with exclusive product launches. So they'll be the first to know. There'll be live demonstrations where attendees can get hands-on with new kit, competitions and giveaways. And of course, exhibitors will be offering their advice and expertise from their stands.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fantastic. So tell us a bit about the opportunity. Like, how did you guys come to own the show, and who was the previous owner again?
The previous owner was a company called IEC, led by Murray Kinsella, who has a good relationship with our founder, Mark. And I think it was fair to say the IEC had taken the show as far as they were willing to take it in terms of, you know, investment of time and resource, and actually wanted to kind of hand the baton over to a larger organisation that were ready to make those further investments of time and money and resources to take them to the next level. So, as I say, we were very excited to have that opportunity to acquire the events, which completed in September of last year. A number of the team came with the event to National Media, so there's been great continuity there, you know, lots of experience about what's happened in the past. But of course, we wanted to really, you know, put our approach to this. And in the last 6 months, it's been going exceptionally well. So, in addition to the new exhibitors that visitors will see, we have a completely brand new education program tackling the latest challenges and changes to things like policy, laws, and regulation. So, folk in this industry will know that things are changing all the time. And just when they think they've caught up, you know, something new happens. Yeah. And they're playing catch up again. So the content program is completely brand new content, which we've created with our partners and advisory committee. So visitors can come and learn about and be equipped to deal with everything that might be keeping them up at night. So things that they'll be familiar with for those that have attended before is things like our Knowledge Centre, which, Brendan, is essentially the main stage. Key industry experts exploring workforce safety and interactive forums and talks and panel discussions on topics they'll be able to attend. We also have returning our Spotlight stage, which is the hub for the latest developments in health and safety solutions from exhibitors and suppliers. So these are shorter, kind of 20-minute sessions that are information-packed with key studies and real-life examples from sponsors and exhibitors in areas like AI, risk assessment, policy and compliance, injury prevention, cybersecurity. But I think what I'd like to highlight is completely brand new this year is the introduction of three new safety summits, something that national media run at our other events in the hotel market, building, design, architecture. This is where we have more content focused in a particular area, so delegates can do more of a deep dive, and they're all free to attend.
Oh, okay. So entry into the show is...
The show is free to attend, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
But our industry summits will be free to attend too. So first of which, we have a construction health and safety summit. I'm sure this won't surprise you to learn, but workers in construction experience a disproportionate number of accidents, injuries and deaths compared to those in other industries. Mm-hmm. And as well as that, they also have alarming rates of mental health issues. It presents a double risk of suicide compared to other industries, which is just so sad when you think this can, you know, very easily be prevented, managed and reduced. So our half-day summit will bring together industry leaders and subject matter experts to explore these issues. Key topics include navigating risk, for instance, with Kurt Warren, who's the national HSEQ manager from Hanson Jukin. Yep. He has 20 years of experience in a range of safety leadership roles in engineering, nuclear, aviation, defence, electrical, as well as construction. We're also covering a session in there about mental health and the psychosocial risk factors. This is a panel discussion with Helen Lingard, a distinguished professor from RMIT, and Julie Grattan, who's Safety, Health and Environment Wellbeing Director from ACOM. They'll also be joined by David Rossetto, the Engagement Manager from Black Dog Institute.
Yeah, wow. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We also have a wellbeing summit. As you probably know, there's been an unmistakable shift towards prioritising wellbeing in the workplace. It's played a crucial role in business strategy, and the benefits are crystal clear. A happy and healthy workforce leads to increased productivity, employee engagement, and overall, you know, organisational performance. I guess good news is that employers are no longer seeing this as something they're forced to do, but something they really want to do. So this summit will feature some of the most established thought leaders on safety and wellbeing. For instance, Emily Arthur, the strategic projects lead from Bupa. We'll also have Bill Carson, who is an author, speaker, facilitator, and actually has volunteered over 650 hours, forgive me, of his own time as a lifeline volunteer telephone crisis supporter. They'll be sharing their insights on cultivating a resilient workforce, implementing authentic wellbeing practices that genuinely make a difference.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So are you working just on this show, or you've got in your portfolio, do you have like multiple shows happening soon?
Yeah, national media operates in a number of different events. But the way that we build our workforce here is, you know, we want to create subject matter experts. So myself and my team will work on the safety show. And then, we have other teams that will work and focus on their areas so that we too can become really knowledgeable and somewhat, you know, experts in the field too of the shows that we're operating.
Yeah. And what does a successful show look like for, I guess, all the stakeholders? Like, is it based on the amount of people that come through the doors, the amount of exhibitors that sign up? I mean, how do you define a successful show?
I think first and foremost, a good organizer will always put the needs of the visitor and the attendee first.
Yeah.
You know, if we're going to ask them to give up their time, we want them to come to a show and really be enriched in the education and the content, as well as their engagement with the suppliers and vendors that are have been carefully curated at the show. We don't just, you know, let the phone ring and take anyone that comes to us. We're trying to create a really wide array of suppliers that will really enable these visitors and professionals to source the right products and suppliers that will help them achieve the outcomes they're looking for, which is to support the health and safety and well-being of their employees.
Yeah, so, I mean, how many people do you think you get through the door? Is it a two-day show or a three-day show? How does it run?
It's a two-day show, yeah, 22nd and 23rd of May.
Yep.
And we are expecting over 3,000 attendees to the show.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. And does Sydney get similar numbers or is...
Yes, the numbers are very similar across the two. So from an exhibitor or supplier's perspective, you know, they can reach over 6,000 industry decision makers and contacts at the show. And again, for those that are attending, this is aimed at senior executives, you know, have ultimate ownership of worker safety and well-being.
Yes.
It's again for senior HSC professionals responsible for the entirety of safety programs, as well as plant and site level safety managers, frontline team managers and supervisors, as well as contractors and consultants who impact the safety of employees and, you know, that of those they're working with and their own.
And did I, because I actually did have Marie on the show a little while back, did I remember hearing that you're opening in Brisbane as well, or was that,
The show ran in Brisbane in May or June of 2023, and it ran on a kind of every 2 year cycle. The Melbourne and Brisbane shows would rotate, and Sydney was established as an annual event. So at this moment in time, as I said to you, for 2024, it's Melbourne in May, Sydney in October. Where we take the show beyond that, it right now is still undecided.
Yeah.
But we speak to the audience, we speak to the industry to really assess and understand where it'd be best placed. And as I say, we always want to serve the audience and the exhibitor community best. So we'll take their insights and make our decisions for those future events, perhaps later in this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're creating a live face-to-face marketplace for 2 days, basically.
That's right, yes. And what will be, again, new this year is a brand new look and feel to that show, that marketplace. So not only recently have we refreshed the brand and the website, but there'll be a whole new show in terms of look and feel, so different to last time. We want to create an environment that really is conducive, you know, for business and networking and conversation happening on the show floor. So we've upgraded our theatres. There'll be, you know, more comfortable, better sound, better AV, really, Brendan, just more pleasant environments to spend time in there from an education perspective.
Yeah.
But a signature piece from National Media is our central networking lounge, where visitors who are spending 7 or 8 hours at the show, or perhaps over multiple days, a lovely place for them to stop, you know, get a good cup of coffee, a really nice, you know, lunch offering, catch up with a team, do some work, charge their devices. So that will be installed into the show, and it's been sponsored this year, in fact, by Safety Culture. But also just looking at the floor plan and really thinking about the layout and the flow of traffic, the signage, so they can easily navigate their way around the show and easily find what it is that they're looking for. So at the end of their day, they can leave knowing that they've, you know, really spent their time wisely and been really productive with their visit.
Yeah. And on that networking topic, do you do anything like, I don't know, speed dating where you get to meet a whole heap of people or you can participate in some kind of activity like that?
Yeah, we are looking at having a kind of a matchmaking program, perhaps not for the Melbourne show, but in hopefully in time for Sydney in October. We'd like to be able to support the attendees with, you know, their shopping list, their wish list of what they're looking for at the show, and match that with the suppliers.
Yeah,
but right now, what we will be producing, and again, this is new, is a really comprehensive show catalogue, which will be published weeks out from the event, so they can actually start to plan their day, kind of ring fit, you know, circle who it is that they want to see, and then when they get to the tent, to the show, you know, have a really nice and clear plan that they can find the suppliers or the experts or sessions they want to engage within.
Because how many square meters is the show built on?
There was about 2,000 square meters of space within the show in terms of exhibitors, and then there's, you know, over, and again perhaps another 2,000 in education, theaters, lounges, and restaurants.
Yeah, wow. So it's like a mini suburb or city that you got to get around in 2 days.
Yeah, we like to call it the Festival for Health and Safety.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, we haven't acquired the shows just to continue to run them at the size that they are. You know, we understand that there is so much more in terms of product categories on stages and workshops, and even a much wider audience that the show wasn't reaching, or perhaps they were looking at it and deciding that maybe there wasn't enough for them. So over the coming show cycles, what you'll see is a show growing at really, you know, rapid rate and expanding and being much more broad in its offering, both exhibitors and within the attendees too.
Yeah, right. So how do, just from a sort of a behind the scenes kind of thing, how do you get your message out there that the show is on? And I mean, doing things like this podcast, and I mean, do you advertise? Is it a database that is has been active from previous years that you engage? How do you grow it?
The database is absolutely huge, and that was one of the key things for us in acquiring the show. IEC did a fantastic job of building and also keeping the data up to date, but also they'd forged some really great relationships with industry partners and associations. So our major partner is the AIHS, the Australian Institute of Health and Safety, a fantastic partner, very active, and do a great job in helping us steer the education program and, of course, marketing it to their members. We're also partnered with WorkSafe Victoria, the Working at Height Association, as well as many others. But national media, of course, invest very heavily in marketing the show too. So we're working with people like Industry Update and Safety Solutions, for instance, to make sure that this show, the awareness of the show goes as far and as wide as possible.
Yeah. So it's kind of getting it out there, get the brand very strong and give attendees a great reason to come along, because there's so much to learn, so many people to meet, and all of those things.
Well, that's right. I mean, the reasons for them to come, of course, is, you know, for instance, over the last 10 years, there's been nearly 2,000 traumatic injury and fatalities in Australian workplaces, and over 1 million workers have made a serious compensation claim that's included, you know, more than a week off of time worked. You know, it's one in nearly 12 workers. So if you're an employer employing a lot of people, that can really turn out to be a huge amount of, you know, cost and time lost and loss of productivity. There's some findings from Safe Work Australia's research that they showed that, what was this, in the absence of worker related injuries, the Australian economy would actually be nearly $30 billion larger. There'd be perhaps 200,000 additional full-time jobs created, and workers across all occupations and skill levels could benefit from a wage rise. So, you know, put simply, employees and employers would be safer, happier. Sorry, mate. Would be safer, healthier, and wealthier.
Yeah, right.
And I think, you know, ultimately, all workers have the right to a healthy and safe working environment. And, you know, as the organizer of the event, we take this very seriously, and we want to play our part in all of this, which is a massive reason why, you know, the show and the education we offer is free to attend.
Yeah.
So, you know, for the audience, this is the show to come to, where you can navigate the complex legal requirements, see new product offerings, unpack the latest regulations, and source, you know, all of the new technology and product advances that are out there to look after your people.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Well, Stephen, thanks so much for coming on the show today and telling us what national media are, taking it to the next level, it sounds like. If people want to find out about the show in May and also, I guess, later this year in October, what's your website to register or visit?
The website is whshow.com.au. And on there, you can already see our extensive education program. We have over 50 experts involved in that, over 150 suppliers, as I say. So all of the information and the reasons for you to come, and I hope many will be on the website, and you can click to register free of charge, and make sure you tell all of your team and colleagues about it too.
Brilliant. All right, mate. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your time, Brendan. Have a great day.
You've been listening to an ohs.com.au production.
I hope you've been enjoying listening to the podcast. If you are, it'd be great if you could help us out by leaving us a review and sharing this with friends and colleagues.